Blog Talk Radio.
I used to think about immature things. You know, like, do you love me? Do you want me? Are you gonna call me like you said you would? Is this really your real phone number?
Get money.
New money.
What you been waiting on?
Hey.
Rich boy, tell it quick. Folk niggas wanna check this tight. No check. Just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that bitch.
Just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that bitch.
Just bought a Cadillac.
Rich boy,
tell it quick. Folk niggas wanna check this tight. No check. Just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that bitch.
Just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that bitch.
Selling crack, folk niggas wanna check. Shit tight, no slick. Just bought a Cadillac. Took it to the top, top. Got the damn top, drop. Two color flip flops in the red lollipop.
Toes in the parking lot.
But I still got my Glock cock. New money, motherfucker. Don't you see the big dot? Don't you see the big tie? Don't you see the big grills? Wonder who they hating on lately, baby. This hill. Standing pint, gated skin seat. Call me Dundee. Hoping you hood, I'm the one that you wanna be.
A lot of hoes give me they numbers, but I never call. A real OG, look at VIP and see a nigga ball. Then after we hit the club, baby, I'ma hit them draws. Yeah, I'ma break you off.
And that's all.
Every freak should have a picture of my dick
on their wall.
Hold over the shit, don't throw me the click. Yeah, just for my
dog.
Yeah, gangsters, hustlers, wanksters, busters.
Wait a minute, motherfucker.
Rich boys tell it quick. Folk niggas wanna check this tight. No snack, just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that bitch.
Like my
Madonna. My mom kicked me out because I did what I want. The original P-Funk, chomped up a truck of funk. Yeah, your skull cap, cause my jaw snapped with the raw rap. They're telling me bad, plus telling me black. For the funk that I pack, man, freaking to the funk track.
The funk is flying stuff.
Come on and let me kick
the
stuff.
The funk is flying stuff.
Just to show you where the hell I come from, I get done with the 1-1-2. Check my rap on my hip when I have sex.
Like this.
Make you twist through the mist of a funky brain cell when it's puffed on the cliff. And all that, the hi-hat. Go by that, listen, look, oops, brother, where your eyes at? See on the floor, pick them up, while I pour a little funk down your brain, funk, listen to my name, funk.
Red man, ready to rock,
I got a Glock, then bam! Your body is all over the block, trying to step to this, the ecstasy's ticket, I get mad with it when Twin pops the biscuit and blow your head off, just for asking, who's the one rap? Who pass?
Cause the map kid.
Not going for the okie doke. Believe that. His squad's definitely in the house.
In the house.
For the brothers that don't be knowing. What's up? Word is bomb, I gotta show them the flavor. Back to the funk track. Black sheep, my man, you say, who's the red man? Where's the red man? I kill,
yo,
I smother,
chill.
I get that with the
red. Yo, chill, G.
Chill, lot. It's over, man. Yo, you don't gotta say no more. It's over.
Yeah. What up, y'all? It's the Borg, live and direct, Big Sky State, drinking, smoking, ill shit. Yeah, baby, LOL. Doing the usual Wednesday night shit. I did not watch wrestling. Who fucking cares? So what? So what? Who's on the phone?
Somebody not getting fucked in their ass.
Ho, 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 ho. And somebody who's not listening to the show is, I bet.
Deep.
We are, we're down for whatever around here.
We're sure not, are. We would have loved a little more notice so I could have, you know, took in some drugs, but here I am.
Well, I don't know if you ever done that shit 2 days in a row. It ain't no good anyway.
The fuck are you talking about?
Fucking popping pills the second day is just like teeth grinding junkie time. It ain't like the first night, just high and fucking fun.
Yeah, that's if you pop multiple, like, multiple.
Oh, you don't know.
One. I do know, brother.
Anyway, so you're addicted to opiates now.
Oh, yeah, I'm totally hooked.
But you didn't even take it because it didn't. Well, I said I was going to try to do it, and then I did it.
All right, here we are.
It's a damn podcast. What do you want out of me? How do you think Sot really feels about me? Speaking of macking hard.
I mean, he probably likes it. Takes a while for him to come around to people, but,
I mean, pretty much since he's been back, I've been doing damn near everything around here, you know, and before that. And, like, not only the new guy, but it seems like I'm the old, like, the guy who's always on the fucking radio, right? And you start crank calling him for my show. It looks like I'm doing it. I know how people think. I don't fucking crank call people unless I actually want to fuck with them. Like, I want to get a good one where we fucking harass my hometown bar in Clark Fork, Idaho.
All right, let's call it.
Where was I going with that? And one day, everybody just got too busy for the podcast. You had a kid, Alamino. His career was stepping up, and he was doing a lot of stuff with his band. Gene, he didn't want to do one.
Can't say that shit with a straight face.
Dean didn't want to do a cast either. Dean as well. He don't like us no more. I think he probably got an alt.
He probably found some fucking 22-year-old pill head that's working part time scooping ice cream for him, and fucking she kind of acts like she likes him because she has daddy issues, and Diener's like fucking 45. So they probably went out for a date to another ice cream parlor. How lame is that? And
yeah.
You know, I just didn't have time
really
for the homies anymore. I'm telling you, man, them young fucking sluts will fuck with the dude. I mean,
I'm telling
fucking
you.
Rot your brain, man.
That is correct.
They'll have you fucking sticking sticks of butter up their ass and fucking running tag teams on them with the fucking dish boy from work and,
well, good
you
for
know,
you.
Popping pills and doing all sorts of illicit shit.
Well, good for Dean. Sounds like he's having a good time with the butter and et cetera.
I say that's a legitimate Johnny Two-Time story right there. He's dating this chick named Sally, and fucking somehow a stick of butter went up her ass, and I'm just trying to figure out how that works, because some people keep sticks of butter out of the refrigerator, which means they're soft. And if you try to put a stick of butter up somebody's ass when it's soft, it's just going to fucking mush and make a mess. If it's refrigerated, I mean, it's somewhat hard, but not all the way. And I mean, it could probably break. And now I'm wondering, like, do you lubricate the butter? Does the butter act as its own lubrication?
Listen, I've been on hold for like 5 minutes.
Oh, no. Is this
well, that's as me. Much notice as we had. Being free over here.
So what are your feelings on butt stuff?
Not really into it, for real.
I'm so embarrassed
that
you're talking about butt stuff. My fucking... No one would ever believe you, though.
No, I have a crazy sex life. We go to, like, clubs and shit down in New Orleans.
A stick of butter.
Whoa. A stick of butter, if you ask? That's a Friday night for me, my friend.
Well, we're trying to figure out how you actually accomplish it.
Do you freeze the stick of butter?
It's got to be, I would think that it would have to be at least a little bit softened up if it was going to work its way in there.
Well, now, if it's soft, it's going to mush.
That's true. If you get everywhere, if you got hair down there, it's going to get stuck.
You got to get that ass opened up first.
Yeah, you could freeze the stick of butter a little bit. I put it in the freezer for like an hour.
You know, hold on. We can come up with all the theories we want to, but I think there's really only one person that's going to know. Let's break out the big guns. Oh, what a bitch.
What's going on, fellas?
We have a very important question, Thotty. If you're going to stick a stick of butter up a girl's ass, how would you go about doing it?
Bend her over, I guess. And just
stick it in there? What do you mean?
Right. But if it's soft, it's
you probably have
mush.
To stick like, yeah, I mean, you have to put like two fingers in there, I guess, and try to spread them a little bit.
But if it's
I
soft,
thought Maddie was supposed
just
to be
clamp
like,
down and you'll have a stick of butter in your ass.
That's the
salt?
First thing you think of.
You can get unsalted butter.
You would definitely have to get unsalted butter.
I thought Maddie was supposed to be, like, confessing to his crimes or whatever.
I'm saying
not,
it was margarine.
Yeah.
Well, he ghosted, though, and I don't know what I was supposed to do about that at this point, because I ain't going to let him fucking on the site.
All right, but it would have been interesting, you know.
But he wouldn't call him if he thought he was going to get in. He's over there ranting. He didn't do that shit for a couple weeks. I was like, oh, our Maddie's growing up. And then he started doing it again.
Hmm. How did you guys get on the topic of shoving a stick of butter up a chick's ass, by the way? Just curious.
Couldn't tell you.
Dilla has like six stories.
Conversation just, you know, it just ventured that way.
Next
watching a lot of food-based porn. Monkeypox?
Next week, crustaceans and STDs.
Look, man, that was a good fucking topic. I put a lot of research into that episode. So let's don't go there.
We're going to revisit it.
You've done it already?
That was back when Borg Talk was just a segment of 10S. Yes, we've
done it all.
Crustaceans and STDs. Long story short, you can crabs and get crabs. Legit, man. We had we interviewed a marine biologist and everything. It was awesome.
Damn.
Is that what they asked them, or is that what they were volunteering?
One at a time, folks.
I'm just curious as to who. God damn it. Just go.
Do it. Do it. You can do it.
Who came up with that topic? Who do you think?
You?
The same guy that probably spent 30 or 45 minutes talking about whether a gerbil can burrow itself into the asshole of a potato.
Of a potato?
Yeah.
Why would it not be able to? It could just eat straight through it.
No, like the potato's asshole. Would a gerbil crawl in a potato's asshole is the question. I think we determined that yes, they would.
They went in Richard Gere's. I don't see a reason why not.
That was Lenny
Wayne. I actually determined that you have to find a potato with an asshole myself.
Wait, does someone literally like introduce genital crabs into like a crab, like a hermit crab tank or something? Or
well, they're crabs.
No, like crustaceans can, you know, they have sexual intercourse, and there is bacteria and disease that they can pass from one to another via their sexual intercourse.
Dumb crabs
and lobster too, man. Any shellfish, really.
And they get to just have like a million kids and then just let them crawl off.
Saltwater STDs.
I imagine it would burn.
Well, I just had crab last week. I better go get tested.
Oh, yeah, baby.
LOL.
Speaking of Brock out with your cock out at Gmail, where is that son of a bitch?
probably in the dairy section of the local Harris Teeter or Publix.
He's listening to the cast in the butter section.
He said, get unsalted.
Like, come on, guys, get to it. Get to the point. How do I do it?
He's called the guys quite a bit. We even had a trial for him. So, I mean, maybe that's what it is. He doesn't want to get lectured. But he's not going to get lectured,
by the way.
Oh, he's getting lectured if he calls here.
He's going to make himself look like a fool.
I mean, I get the feeling if he called in, he probably just start screaming and buying.
I got a game we can play real quick.
See?
It's called Pick Which One You Think Bish Is Actually Doing Right Now. So, is Bish either eating caviar off a stripper's ass or eating cat food in the alley behind a Golden Corral? There is no in-between. It is one or the other.
I was going to go with catfish and cat food.
I'm going to say the latter because I don't see him betraying his wifey.
So a lot of questions about food getting ate and shoved in assholes in a very short amount of time.
Whoa.
There's only
anything about food and asshole lately.
We only have 4 subjects.
Don't forget nachos.
Well, yeah, there's golf. Okay, there's like 6 maybe.
Golf, assholes, and concrete, right?
Dicks.
Bad music.
A lot of dick talk around here. Usually on dinner time.
Yeah, just a bunch of dicks.
Then his buddy calls, and he calls him Wiener.
Yeah, I think I about ever met my cousin.
Oh, Leroy.
Yeah. He's doing good.
This is a real person and not just like a fucking alter ego or whatever.
Fucking real. He's just
Leroy is real.
He can't go to TGI Fridays.
Yeah, as I said, he got that band.
He pronounced it Leroy.
Leroy.
How's it spelled?
L-A-apostrophe-Roy.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
What are you getting at?
Extremely.
Nothing. My dad's name is Leroy. That's why I was like, he pronounces it Leroy, but it's not spelled L-A-apostrophe-R-O-Y.
Oh, yeah?
Which is odd.
Yeah, he got a job at the post office. It's pretty cool.
Fuck the post office.
How's that working?
Well, I mean, I get my mail every day, so I guess it's working out all right.
Well, tell him to call in.
Yeah, I should text him and tell him to call in. We miss him.
Probably working right now, honestly.
Oh, yeah. At
11 o'clock at night.
Mail never stops, man. Mail never stops.
He might just be working out front, you know what I mean?
The longer this goes on, I'm doubting this man exists. I'm going to be honest.
He's been on many times.
That's what they said about Marty.
He met Marty Jannetty one time.
Yeah,
cool,
baby.
I guess.
Marty fucking Jannetty.
Surprised that guy's not dead yet.
Who, Leroy? He got off drugs, man.
Not your mythical cousin, Leroy. Fucking Marty Jannetty.
Marty Jannetty.
He's the
Marty Jannetty. Didn't Marty Jannetty get in a relationship with, like, his Uber driver or some shit?
Who he's claiming.
You go, what? With a who?
He banged his Uber driver.
Nah, Leroy used to do Lyft.
I don't know if that's good or bad, yo. 4 out of 10 for bagging the Uber driver until we see photos, I guess.
Marty Jannetty is better than Bret Hart anyway.
Do you have any Canadian listeners?
MJ. The original MJ.
Brother. We are worldwide. We don't even fucking know.
JK. Sorry, Brett. It was a joke, man.
No, I thought about got me mad now. Do we have any Canadian listeners? Yes, we do. We also have
talking
listeners
about
documented in Mexico, Bolivia, Chile, Uruguay, Saudi Arabia, Spain, France, the United Kingdom, Greece, the fucking Ukraine in a time of war listens to Borg Talk, Estonia, Finland, Sweden, India, China, South Korea, Japan.
There's no way they're allowed to use Blog Talk Radio in China.
Malaysia.
Dude, this shit is so unregulated.
Australia. New Zealand. Legitimate. 100% factual.
China?
Yeah, China. We're in there like swimming.
Well, why
right?
wouldn't they get this? I think that's like, isn't that like the only kind of things they get? It's shit like this. They don't get all the good internet.
And the Netherlands. Shout out to my homies in Estonia, though. Makus Masta.
And thanks again to Matt Stafford.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
that's definitely
like football.
Pretty cool.
Well, you
he
said
a
few
lot.
Countries that might be him.
Actually, the Netherlands are make up the third most listeners that Borg Talk has. That's pretty interesting.
Damn.
What does?
The fucking Netherlands, man. That's like 6%
oh.
of your audience.
Dang. Thanks, Poons. I give credit to Poons. He's got to be our Nordicist person, right?
The fucking goal is North Korea, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would love to see that pop up on the list.
Or somewhere in Africa.
I thought we had Africa at one point.
Like
no,
South Africa,
closest we got... No, that's not on here. We got Saudi Arabia. That's about it.
Well, maybe you had Africa on the old one.
Probably. I mean, that's how tin ass rolls,
bro.
Because
I swear Africa came up. It seemed like. Or maybe it was a. No, it was definitely Africa. It was like South Africa, I believe. Which is just kind of like a British place, right?
Essentially, yeah.
As far as like, I mean, it's not like the furthest reaches of Africa, but it was in Africa.
Well, we could always try to get Akeem on the show.
The dream?
No, we still never got Virgil on the show.
Because he's a
oh,
fucking
no,
idiot.
He's not doing too well. I think he's going to die. I think he's got, like, cancer and something else.
This is literally how the emails went. Virgil, you want to be on our podcast, yada, 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 15 minutes. What's the budget? We'll pay you $100. 2 weeks later, what's the budget? Like, are you fucking stupid?
I remember when that was going.
$100.
I was still around.
Yeah, now you can get a cameo for $8 from him. It's the good news.
I mean, shit, Sonny at least responded and was like, I don't do podcasts. I was like, all right, cool. Enjoy your movie.
Yeah,
people can't.
Your asshole looked like the Sarlacc pit in fucking Return of the Jedi.
If she could have got naked on there, she would have shown.
I'd
yeah,
fuck,
we
could
have live broadcast with her.
Anybody says they wouldn't,
but
the fuck
now
her.
She's in prison.
Yeah, she's going to jail. She killed a man. It's not cool.
Yeah.
She pulled a rat dog.
She needs to quit doing all that.
She just straight up plowed into it, dude. For real.
Drunk as
yeah,
fuck.
She's not,
the other way around.
She's not who you want around.
She's not a very good.
I mean, I'm sure it would make for an interesting time. One way or the other.
I actually got a real answer from Disco Inferno's people that he wasn't going to do the podcast either.
I wonder if Conan would do the podcast.
I wonder if Leroy
like
could call Marty.
Danhausen, he'd do the podcast.
Well, now
Raj Geary's a free agent.
What about Joey Ryan?
He's too busy fighting in the Revolutionary War right now. About to dick flip.
I bet you we could get that motherfucker.
Well, I don't even really know who he is besides the dick flip guy. You know what I mean?
That's all that matters.
Virgil, we know Virgil. I think Joey Ryan would have to pay me.
The first question would be, Joey Ryan, please tell me who you are.
Yeah. Well, who is Joey Ryan? I mean, really.
New phone, who dis?
So, who are you?
So you're the dick flip guy that Cornette makes fun of. Huh, in person, I'll be damned.
Right.
Even though
you should
I
email
thought,
Tony Khan. Zilla, send
I
an email to Tony Khan and ask him if he'll do the podcast.
Who?
No, tweet him. Tweet Tony Khan and ask him to do the podcast.
Tell him we got prunes over here.
Yeah.
Hold on, folks.
Got
we got a live
him.
Caller.
Oh, shit.
Hey, yo, who this?
Yeah, yeah. I love butt sex. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. I like sticking butter up my ass.
Turn your radio down, dumbass.
Okay.
Beat it.
All right, dumbass.
That's Maddie, bro.
Yo, yo. I got monkeypox.
I bet you
do. Just don't call us the N-word live worldwide.
Okay. I won't call the N-word blurred talk.
Explain yourself.
Explain myself. All right. You know, you guys know I'm not racist, right? So here's the thing. DT pissed me off because he was being a queer little homosexual troll. He was talking all shit right. about my site. So I got mad at him, and I called him that. I wouldn't call you Diener or Alamino or anyone else that. I didn't point. I didn't say that
who's
word
not,
to anybody else.
Not
I didn't
black.
Say. I didn't say. I didn't say. I wouldn't say. Be like, hey, yo, dip. You're the N word, or Alamino the N word, or Dean or the N word. I wouldn't say that. No. No. I just called DT that because he's a little idiot.
And I'm going to give you that it was in response to him saying, suck my dick, N-word, to you.
Yeah.
However, this was on a secret backdoor Discord bullshit thing. We don't really care about that.
Yeah. Nobody cares about that. So you know, you guys know I wouldn't say that to anyone and all that stuff. I just said it to DT because he's an idiot.
It's real.
You told Borg to suck a big black cock. What are you talking about?
I didn't tell Borg to suck a big black cock.
This dude really sounds like this?
Huh?
Well, I'm in Burgundy.
Wait, don't be making fun of my voice and all that shit. Be like, what the fuck, man?
This is real?
Yeah.
This is Manny. This is
Are you fucking kidding?
This is McLovin.
It's McLovin, bitches.
Jesus Christ. Continue, my bad. Continue.
Alright, so if you guys want to keep me banned, that's all. If you want to keep me banned, unban me, whatever. I don't care. But I said it to DT and not anybody else. So
and
I apologize.
Dr. Buttlips to suck a big black cock.
Well, Buttlips is an idiot. He's a douchebag.
That was also in a cave under the ice.
That's all right.
You were banned for saying something on outside interference.
Yes. So I only said it to DT and Buttlips because they both piss me off and
they're
idiots.
Black.
So, no, I have friends that are black.
Name
so,
them.
Huh?
Who are your friends that are black? Name them.
Diener, Alamino.
They're white, you stupid idiot.
I didn't know they're white. How am I supposed to know? They always
everyone
have pictures of black people on there.
We're all white.
They sound black.
Are you stupid?
Oh my fucking god!
I'm a little retarded. That's all right.
What?
I said I'm a little retarded. That's all right. Yep.
Well, the
so,
thing is, I put it to a vote. You lost like 9-3.
9-3?
We got too many minorities to be saying shit like that. It's like, can't be unbanned.
Yeah, sure I can. I can be unbanned. I'll just make a new account.
You have to turn your side around. I want to see Martin Luther King Day. I want to see.
Oh, yeah.
NBA.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll do anything to get on banned.
A tribute to Titus O'Neil.
Huh?
Yeah, so I'll do anything to get on banned. I'll make love to Emma.
Suck a black guy's dick.
Oh, damn, baby.
Video it.
All right, I'll send it to you in Discord.
All right.
Yeah. Or how about some glory hole action? You want some glory hole action? Or how about what are those things? Shit. Understall videos?
Are you even are you fucking wearing pants right now?
Yeah, I have pants on. No ass.
Thank God.
What do you think I am, jerking off in here?
Probably.
Yeah, really.
Maddie sounds like a twat. Screw you, butt man. Who the hell's that?
Oh, like I'm the only one jerking off.
Dumbasses. Not you guys. Butt man.
That's your buddy.
Buttman, who is Buttman? Do I got to go ban him? If I find out it's Buttlets, I'm banning him. I banned a Buttlets
yeah,
the other day.
Bro.
Him and his 40 alts.
Oh, it's Rock Solid?
Yeah.
Ask him about the... Ask him how to get household items when you're at.
How to get household items? Go to a store and buy them.
We were just discovering... No, how to get household items up your ass.
Oh, damn.
We were just trying to figure it out. We were just trying to figure it out with butter.
Shit. I'll tell Emma to call in. She wants to.
Em, call in. And DT. DT needs to call in.
Yeah, where's
he
that little
bitch?
He says
he's got information on you. He says he's going to rock your world with his info. What?
Oh, yeah.
What, you fucking... You say it before he says it. You beat him to the punch. Right.
All
right,
I'll beat it. All right, I'll tell you.
I'm going to love
his DT,
world.
All right, here goes. DT wanted... I was going to have him make me a site and everything, and he said he wanted naked pictures of me, and he said he was no homo. So, you know, I sent them to him, and he was, like, gay and everything, and I was like, dude, why do you want nude pictures of me if you're no homo? So I'm like, what are you, fucking queer? So that's what he has on me.
Get the fuck out of here.
Wait,
okay.
You should have...
All right,
no, 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 no. I don't believe... What?
Dude, no fucking lie. He's a fucking homo.
This is horseshit.
You have sent...
You send him naked
sent
pictures?
Yeah, because he wanted them. He loves the Romanko cock, man. He had it once, but he...
Send him the pictures.
Yeah, he wanted it, and I gave it to him, and I was like, yeah, man, you love my cock, don't you? And he's like, yep.
That's sexy. So you guys broke up is what happened while you were arguing.
Yeah, we broke up.
Lover's quarrel. Like I said, these two have been banging the whole time. This is the first thing I said when I saw them start
you
arguing.
You called us the other day.
They're exchanging nudes. What the fuck is this? Like, this can't be real. I refuse to believe this is fucking real.
Hey, I'm with you now.
SDT.
And, well, we know. I gave you the C.
This is more than I needed to know.
I was shocked.
It's not just a little bit of this guy said this shit. Y'all live a fucking twisted existence, motherfuckers.
Like, what the fuck is this? Some sort of weird, like, redneck fucking ghetto roleplay bullshit, and you two saying each other naked pictures, calling each other the N-word, fucking cracker shit. I don't know. I don't know where Maddie's from. I don't. What? What is this?
One thing, our necks get red from working in the sun all day, goddammit.
This is fucking Maury shit, man.
Well, I'm in shock. I'm in shock. And I think you guys need to go to therapy.
This is bad, man. This isn't good.
Nope,
I hope
not.
You are raped to death by your fellow white men. Personally speaking.
I ain't gay, yo. I ain't gay.
Yeah, you are absolutely
homosexual. Naked pictures of yourself.
I mean...
I fought more pussy than anybody.
Boy pussy.
I fought more pussy than DT has in his whole fucking life.
However. Sounds like neither one of y'all was interested in that.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you that. I don't care about all the gay shit. Quit being stupid and doing shit like that. The hell's the matter with you?
I do. I feel like that's more interesting than the racist stuff at this point. There's got to be more to that than there.
Well, I was just going to say, no, continue telling the story. I'm just saying, don't do that, man. What's the matter with you?
All right. I've never done it again. I'm not doing that again.
Right.
I'm like, nope.
Just send me some, and that's
how many
time,
random men
okay?
on the internet have nude pictures of you?
No, none. I send them to chicks, man.
Damn. Lucky lady.
I still bane my ex.
Maddie, don't ever
do that
again except send me some first, and then never again.
No, I'm not going to send any to you, Borg, no.
Well, I'll get you a DM.
All right.
Anyway. Wow, don't do that. I was kidding. Hell's the matter with you? So, DT, interesting. Now, do we believe the story?
Yeah, you should, because it's true. I have the
If I go to Amazon Prime and there's a movie with this exact story, I'm going to be pissed.
Brokeback Mountain 2, fellas.
I called it. Just so we're clear, I called this.
Well, it was, but at the time that was just taking the low-lying fruit. We didn't really know.
Fucking shit, man.
What the heck? Oh, my God.
I feel like this podcast is supposed to have this serious of the shit going on.
Yep.
I'm gonna be honest. Like, I kind of need to go back. Like, these nude photos. Like, did you just send him just like you're standing naked in front of a mirror, or like you doing compromising shit? I have to know at this point. Like, I'll be the one to ask. I don't fucking care.
No, he wanted a picture of me. He wanted a picture of me shoving a dildo up my butthole, and he said no homo.
Bullshit.
Fucking true. Ask him.
And then you did?
And you did this.
Because I was stupid, and yeah, I did it.
Why do you own a dildo?
It was my ex-girlfriend's dildo.
Fuck you. No. It's 2022. Just come out the closet. This is horseshit. I don't believe it.
How do you even say that and then say no homo? In what way would it not be homo? How can you say that and say no homo? Hey, I want to suck your dick. No homo.
Give me a picture of you shoving shit up your ass. No homo. It's just a joke, bro.
just like a joke. Like he told you to maybe. You know what I'm saying? But no. This is bad. It could be good for you, Maddie. This is actually worse for him. I got to say that.
So if you want to ban anybody, you should ban DT.
This is
Jesus
not how you pass it.
Christ, man.
You see me on the site all the time? Hey, I played golf. Hey, I went to work. Hey, I got drunk. Hey, I went swimming in a creek. Do shit like that.
We got these motherfuckers. Oh my god, man.
And before on my site, he would post like weird pictures of cutting a bat's dick off and all that shit. And I was like, I had to erase that shit because nobody wants to see that. Why would you post a picture of a bat getting his dick cut off? I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with him?
The problem I have with all of this is now we have to be in fear of this picture getting posted.
Yeah.
That shit is true.
No.
Yeah, I suppose DT first.
Not
you're going to be meme of the year. I think maybe your punishment has to be just meme of the year.
So, like I said, if you guys want to keep me banned or unban me, I don't care if you do or not.
You're staying banned, bro.
Did he cheat on you with a black man?
We've got two other people on hold.
All right.
Get him on here. Get him on.
First caller. Who's this?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
What's up?
Yeah.
Who's this?
Oh, I think it's Rock Solid. All right.
Other caller.
Yeah, we got another
caller. Really cooler.
That's, speaking of butt stuff.
Skip.
Is that party open this bitch?
It's deep nine.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
You're about to break my fucking record again for fucking listeners. That's the shit.
Was good. Y'all can keep the conversation going. Did DT cheat on you with a black guy or something? Is that why you started getting all? Because I don't understand.
Understand what?
Because DT was throwing the N word around, and he's black.
Yeah.
He said nigga. Who cares?
Uh-oh,
but,
DT is right there.
After all this, yo.
Oh, boy.
I don't think you go to anal.
Phil, dip in on how this goes.
Dip in. Well, I heard a little bit. I heard about something up a butt and shit like that. But
yeah,
literally.
Maddie stuck a dildo up his ass and sent a picture to DT because DT requested it.
In real life.
In real life. Also, that's the shit that DT was talking about. He has damaging evidence.
Yeah, that's the evidence he had. And I figured I'd say it first before he did.
Yo, this is the
that
he requested.
You're lucky I thought of it. Who knows?
Oh, man.
DT was probably just going to send it. He was probably just going to post a picture of you peeing in the pants.
Maddie.
Yeah.
And now we know all of it.
Yeah, what's up?
Layman boring.
Yeah, layman boring.
Exactly.
Yeah, yo, Maddie, don't be sending pics to people like that, man. All right.
Yeah,
chances
not
are
cool.
chances are they ain't really pics, yo.
Good advice. Take it from Dip.
I won't do that no more.
That's wild, dude.
Like, you could have asked
that's
any
some
of
really
us.
Good advice.
You could have asked any of us if that was a good idea beforehand. We got your back at least that much.
Did you at least spit on it before you put it in, or you just shoved it right in?
And how would you go about doing it with a stick of butter?
No, I just buttered it up and put it in there.
There you go.
Nah, you gotta be fucking around. You didn't really do that shit.
Yeah, that's
nah, right. Dude, I got conversations, man. I got conversations.
What do you know?
I blocked him on Discord, but I gotta figure out how to unblock him.
What?
Well, to unblock him, you gotta remove the butt plug first.
Oh, okay.
That's all you're going to hear. That's cool. You're cool, man. I know you didn't mean the N-word like that. I know you didn't.
No, I didn't. You guys are all cool with me. I just got mad with DT being an asshole.
I'm saying, under the circumstances, at this point,
I know you didn't mean it, but we got to punish you for at least a week. So...
That's fine.
But listen, sucker. None of this has anything to do with you getting banned. You called someone a porch monkey on outside interference. None of this outside atrocities that you guys commit has anything to do with it.
Yeah, I apologize for that remark. Oh, shit. I have no problem with you.
I think we're about to have another caller.
Oh, shit.
The only issue is the N-word, Maddie. You just buried yourself telling everyone everything else.
Yeah, no.
It's worse that DT asked for those pictures, in my opinion.
He's a fucking dumbass for sending them, but it's worse than DTS.
I agree.
Of course. You can't have that around either.
Yeah, so.
No, seriously, did you really do that, though? Did you really send him that pic?
Yeah, he asked for it. Yeah,
is it really your butt, though, or is it just some random butt online?
He was going to make me a site and everything, and then I figured out how to make my own and all that stuff.
But this is real. It's a confirmed 100% pick.
Yeah,
you doing
I got proof.
How much of it did you actually shove in?
I don't know. All of it? Just a tip.
That's
an
important question. Do we only have 4 minutes left, or is this going longer than an hour?
It's going longer. We got a new caller. Caller, who's this?
2 hours.
Caller.
I always scared you for 2 hours. If you can't hear everybody leaves, I just play songs and shit.
313 area code. State your claim, fool.
Your phone is here.
On the phone. Probably DT.
Who it is?
Hello?
Hello?
It's DT. What's up?
You tell us.
Who it is?
DT.
Who it is?
What's up,
Jeff? Who that? Who there?
Thank you, and Manny, you can hash it out real quick.
Tell your side of the shit.
The what?
How many other men have you solicited online?
Oh, there's 41.
Don't get into all that. Tell your side, DT.
Well, it's true. I didn't ask for it.
Yeah, you did. You asked for it. Don't be queer.
No, I said I did. No, I did. So I told him to send me a pic with his mom's dildo up his ass. So he took the pic in the living room and took it to me, and it changed for a website that he never got. So for the second pic, I'm like, send me a pic of your naked. A penis is so
awesome. Y'all some sick fucks, man. I'm about to hang up on this motherfucker.
We both should be banned permanently.
That's some sick shit right there. On the real.
We talk to all these people we don't know, and that they're kind of some of them are fucking.
Yeah, and
I want to talk about asses, but women's asses, not y'all asses and shit.
I can confirm 100% now. DT is black.
Well,
my bad. DT was questioning in the past.
No, I am black. Fine.
No, I know now. But yeah.
So yeah, I'm
wait,
black.
Wait, wait.
My mom is white. My dad is black. So I never lied about
and
that.
Are you like 5 foot? Are you like 5 foot three? Black?
5 foot
wait,
one.
Wait, where's
five,
they, where's
five,
DT? Where's DT?
I'm 5'8".
DT,
yeah.
Got you?
Yeah, that's me. What's up, Deb? That's me.
Yeah, that's DT. God damn it.
Hey, what's up, man?
Who are you?
You said what?
What's popping? What's going on?
What's up, Deb?
Who's this? Oh, that Rock Solid?
Yeah, what's up?
What the fuck?
Abnormal night on the show.
Yo, that shit is wild, dude.
You're breaking records.
So I can picture the visuals.
Maddie's best show is already my top rated show. This is going to, like, time. I'm going to get famous out of this fucker.
This is fucking nuts, man.
Right? Exactly.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I apologize
like,
to some, DT
I got
if he apologizes to
my
me.
Mom.
DT, is this the first time you have...
Oh, shit.
I'll apologize to
my
voice
is sexy.
Made...
If he apologizes to me first.
No, you
hey,
ain't
Maddie,
y'all
what,
ain't a punk.
Why do the rest of us sound like men and you sound a little odd?
I don't give a shit.
Me or Maddie?
Sounds like a goddamn monkey.
I ain't got these lungs.
I'd be pissed off too if I sent somebody a picture like that. I'd insult the shit out of you too, because that's fuck. That's crazy. You can have that shit in his back pocket for years, man.
I didn't expose him though.
Nah, I know, but we all know now you have it. So you got that one up on him with that shit. I would insult the shit out of you too, yo.
But both of you wild, what Maddie. The fuck's the matter with both of you motherfuckers? But how difficult was it to get the picture, I guess? Because I'm probably dead something like that.
It wasn't even hard. Because he's like, just me. I'll build you a website. This is before he made one on Christmas. Like December 2020 on the Christmas day. So he made it, right? It's like days before. He sent me the picture, but he sent me like three pictures.
On Christmas Eve?
No. Before, like,
I 100% believe this now. Like, this is, yeah.
I'm going to fucking write a book.
It was days before, but I never gave him the website. I lied. So somehow he made his own website on Christmas Eve.
Is this the first time you've listened to nude photos Christmas. From random men on the internet?
Oh, God.
He told Matty was like, I'm going to take the picture. He's like, okay, I'm gonna take the picture with dildo up my ass in my knowledge room, okay? So I said,
hey, you wanted it.
He sent me a picture. Like,
remember?
Get him. Oh, yeah. No,
was that his only page?
This was really your mother's used dildo that you shoved up your own ass?
No. It was my ex-girlfriend's dildo.
You saved her dildo?
It hadn't been washed in years.
Throw that shit away, man. What are you keeping it for?
He had it in a sock in his drawer.
Nipping it before he goes to bed? His own asshole?
So, all right, but let's keep it real. You need to do that.
What the hell we got going on here, boys?
Maddie, for real though, how many times have you done something like that? Because I know that wouldn't be the first time.
Only that one time.
Stop. You were willingly
I don't believe
to do that to a stranger online.
I know, I shouldn't have done that.
He asked me
for pictures, and he wanted it, and he said no homo.
Worse than a stranger, DT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a criminal.
A stranger, you might be getting some action.
That's what made it fine at the end of the request, no homo. All right.
Yep.
I got you.
All right.
Is DT still
here? Yeah, I'm still here.
Well, that's worse than a stranger. So you didn't even have to pry it out of him.
Yo, DT's evil, man.
It was too easy.
Just had to pry the dildo out.
No, he was so desperate because RCW banned him. So, like,
this is way more interesting than me calling DT the N-word.
You about said it, you stupid son of a bitch.
No. Hey. And you never called nobody the N-word. You called on our site. You, as far as that shit goes, that was just a fucking opening of a can of worms right there. That was a little
lovers
between two people that were doing some weird shit.
Sounds like we got some queer going on.
Queers and steers.
Oh, Maddie is mainly boring. He's not one of my favorites.
There is a
did you at least shave on the gooch area before you sent the pic? Nah.
Wait, there's too many people talking.
Snooch.
What?
You can shave? This is all hairy?
Dude, what the fuck, really?
I don't shave.
No, dude, if you're sending someone a picture like that, you at least gotta look like all right for the shit. You can't be having hair and fucking popping out and shit.
Bunch of fucking animals, dude.
You probably give me your butt.
I should be on band for this.
Nope.
I know, right?
No. Band harder. Those
yeah,
are
like
you
really
fucking weirdos.
That's cool, man. Just
I knew
it. Don't be sending people for shit like that.
I knew I was compelled to do a podcast even though I didn't feel like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Good shit. Jesus.
Oh, yeah,
I got
baby.
Nothing left, man.
Christmas time.
Hey,
boy,
you kind of sound like RVD.
Well, I
all right, well,
like
you callers ain't got nothing important. We got to go back to talking about shoving butter up ass, so make it quick.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there you go.
No, I'm all set with whatever I said, so, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
so to settle it, is Maddie
undone?
You can
go to church on Sunday, man.
What's that?
I want you to tell me, Maddie, how hard was it for him to get you to do it?
It was easy as fuck.
Duh. Because he was in love with me, wanting my cock. That's why.
No, dude. No, listen. He was so desperate he got best marketing W, right? So I said, okay, you do anything. He's like, I do anything for me if you make me a website. So I said, shit, what did love you, right?
Yeah, but who says that to another guy, though, without being a homo?
But wait, you know who you were, did you know
what?
Who you were sending it to, or you thought it was a chick?
Yeah, I knew who I was sending it to.
No, like that all the time. People don't actually do it all the time.
I know, right? Yep.
But he didn't ask twice,
so
even. He just said that once, and you immediately were like, okay.
Yeah, because I thought he was going to make me a site, and he never did. And I figured out on my own how to do it.
Yes, that's all it took.
I say gay ass shit to fucking troll Butler, but I don't actually do gay shit because I don't want to.
And then that's how I got monkeypox.
From the dildo? Wait, you got monkeypox for real?
No, I got monkeypox from DT.
Because you guys were banging.
Yeah, we were baited.
Virtually?
Yeah.
You know, this is getting boring. You know, I'm going to just post a picture online on I'm going to just show them the picture. I'm
going
to just
post
it right now.
Do it.
I dare you.
Do it. I'm good.
Put a warning.
I'm gonna have to
put
it.
I don't want
to click on that shit.
No, don't do it.
No, you guys are gonna go blind. DT's
would you
love
Maddie, it. Maddie, would you be mad if he did post it?
Yes, I would.
Why? Yeah, because you know
don't fucking
do it.
Because nobody wants to see
that.
No, nobody wants to see that. No, no,
no,
yeah,
no. Don't fucking do it.
I will bury you without looking.
No means yes.
But it will be too late for Maddie.
What will be
right,
too late?
So somebody's gonna look little fucking creeps like you two.
Shit.
Well.
This escalated quickly.
Yeah, because remember how savage people got with the NXT pick. I could just imagine a dildo pick. That would just go off the chain.
This is not what I called in for.
They would be those would not be good memes.
Yes, you do. You're all about the butt stuff.
Yo, when you sent them the
cool.
Pixel, did Maddie, when you sent them the pic, did you at least write, oh, yeah, baby, LOL?
No, I did not.
Oh,
Damn, what gets me is that you guys still want to know about this.
Good Lord.
And no, I won't send to my Discord.
Yo, if you were to post this podcast on YouTube, you'd get a lot of viewers, dude.
Damn,
I know. I just got famous as fuck.
Dude, you would blow up.
I just got famous without no effort. I'm going to sell golf clubs that you wouldn't believe.
Check your local laws.
Oh, man.
Play some music, Borg.
That's crazy.
Who did what?
Don't do shit like that, Maddie, man.
All right.
Don't do stuff. You say I, but you do it. Don't do it, man.
Who
does
that
got to go away?
What I'm getting from
yeah,
this is
no fucking do it.
Burn that
well, what
dildo,
I'm getting from
yo,
this is that he wanted to.
Did you turn it
but
on?
But it seems like of your own free will. We're going to do
why
another trial,
why do you guys
trial,
keep asking
man.
About this?
I'm telling you that right now.
Did you turn it on when you inserted it, or was it off?
It was off. It was off.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Can you hear me now?
Like, why would you do it? Even if I was to do it, I'd turn it on. You already did it.
Oh, shit. Oh, but that's the story between me and DT there.
That's a wild story.
I can't wait
story,
for the
dude.
Fucking sequel.
You motherfuckers
are fucking over.
Yo,
all I
want like
to do is
take
this picture
off
the
man
if I want to do it.
Nah, I
you
see
like
it differently now, DT.
The same coin, though, because DT's whole gimmick is fucked up. He knows it. We're married.
I lost
you
a little respect
you
for you, DT.
For what?
Oh, absolutely. I never had.
And
one,
I apologize
yeah,
for calling DT the N-word in the Porch Monkey.
I never had.
I don't know who just said that, but that was funny.
I'm going to allow it. I'm going to allow it.
That's just as bad as the N-word, man.
You heard that, DT?
No,
you lost
no.
a lot of respect around here, and some of them never had any for you.
Well, oh, well. You got but I feel like he's reveling in it. They're like two opposite sides of the same bizarre dildo story.
Yo, word, for future reference, you take shit like that to the grave, dude. You don't tell nobody. You deny everything. And if you were to post it, that's not my ass. You just deny that shit, dude.
I mean, if I put the picture, his face is in the picture.
You got fake all over already.
Wait, you say you see his face in the picture?
Yeah, his face is
no.
in the picture.
Oh, my.
You're looking like the baby oil picture pose, aren't you?
Yo, if you do post it, at least blur out the butt part and just put the face, just leave the face on. That shit must be wild, dude.
Maddie's in the old pose from the old Sun Lotion bottle. Looking back in his butthole, all surprised.
Yo,
Maddie hasn't seen
story,
his penis
can't...
in years with that fat gut.
Yeah, after hearing the story, you can't
Maddie,
do that.
Maddie.
I know, right?
And we don't want you to feel like fucking we're dogging you for this. I feel like, in a way, this must be a freedom
oh,
moment
God.
For you.
It
must
is.
Be
dude, I'm
a
sweating from
that. Yeah, I do jump dildos up my ass and send pictures to fucking dudes just for to set up a website.
I
just, yeah?
All right, Joe. Hey,
like
I'm out.
Bucks.
Fuck this talk. I'm out.
Why,
yeah, I'm done. I'm done. Fuck all this. This isn't the kind of butt
well,
stuff I want to talk about.
Well, you're just trying to get. You just got horny. He's gonna go masturbate. Thanks for calling.
Throw a dildo up his butt.
Some
yeah.
Words sounding like RVD
yeah,
and shit.
He's like. He's like, I can't take any more of this. I gotta go.
Oh, God. This can't be real. All right.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
You broke dishes. Yo, that shit should allow him to at least say five more N-words, because you can't top this, whatever
yeah,
this pick
I'm saying they're even. Like, I'm saying they're even, but I got to say they might both have to be banned.
Wow. Were you sober or were you drunk?
I was drunk.
Okay, I guess it makes
that's
sense.
That's still.
Well,
yeah,
I
know.
Drunk all the time.
Yeah, I never feel
the
compelled to start
I
flirting with dudes.
That's wild. You said you got the Moderna shot, right?
Yeah, it doesn't lead to all the butt stuff.
Maddie, which vaccination did you get? Was it the Moderna?
I got the Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, blame it on that, dude. Just come up with an excuse to blame it, dude. Something.
That's wild.
Oh, we talked to my girl. Oh God, it's gonna be crazy. This shit, Maddie. I can't be mad at you now.
He
dude.
Might have just broke the system, though, man.
Matter of fact, Maddie, you can call me a. Maddie,
what?
You can call me a stick if you want. But you can't talk this shit, dude. Call me a wet
pack
if you want, dude.
You're not fucking.
You earned it, yo. Oh, Lord. Dude, you're the gift that keeps on giving, dude. Congrats.
I did it. Get it on, Maddie, and press him, dude.
Thank you, thank
I
you.
I like the honesty. I like the honesty. You're like pawns. Like you're just honest. You can't lie for some reason.
Well,
I never
lie. I've been honest about his butt stuff yet, but
yo, cause for it to actually say this actually happened, that takes a lot of balls. Whatever.
He knew.
Hey, DT was gonna do it before I did.
He knew he was gonna get caught. I'm the one who told him fucking do it before he does it.
Now the question is, how often does DT look at that pic?
I don't know, probably every day.
Daily.
Thinking about me.
Dude,
wowzers.
It's probably ruined.
Yo, you better hold the wife from RTW's listening or from other sites, dude. That shit's going to spread like wildfire.
I am going to take
That's
this
wild.
As a non-racist incident. That's for sure.
You better hope RNF isn't listening.
They fuck RTW. Who cares?
Well,
they don't listen to this shit.
Here's where you go, Maddie. I know now. I understand you though. You got all obsessive road to WrestleMania. You don't want to hang out at OI where we welcome you, and then you want to go and be in the back dungeon with on the Discord end up with a dildo in your ass. You like taking the hard road around all this shit. I mean, there ain't no fucking helping you.
Yeah.
Did you smell it when
you
took
like
it out?
Like that?
No.
Hey, look, I'm gonna definitely say it's not a racist thing at all. And but still, we can't have. I don't think either one of y'all around. What are you guys doing?
Oh, God.
And I don't mean...
You enhanced...
I mean, it's okay you guys do butt stuff, but that's not the point.
Oh, God. You enhanced this Percocet right now, dude. Like, holy shit.
But I
won't
say anything more racist or anything.
I'm on, like, my fourth cigarette in a row now. Good shit, Maddie. chain smoking now. Wow.
Yeah, they rolled out of the joint as we did.
Yeah, bro, yo,
dude,
dude,
I swear
if you
to God,
something like
if
that ever again, if you do shit like that ever again, don't tell nobody, dude. Just
okay.
Put that shit in the vault, dude.
Yeah.
Don't ever
all
say
it. All we could do is a photo. All we could do is a photo. We would have probably thought it was fake.
Exactly. My man is talking about you see his face. And can you imagine his face?
We throw fake photos around the people are good at it.
Oh, God. Oh, I can't.
I'm
going to
do is drop the pic, man. That's all I'm going to do. I'm going to drop the picture.
Bro, just zoom in on the face. That's all I want to see. His facial expression. And that shit is blotted in his ass. and he knows
if he's fucking smiling.
No, he's not smiling. He looks like he's in pain. All right, I'll do this. I'm about to drop the picture right now. Hold on.
Wait till the podcast season, because I want to see this shit.
Get rid of it.
No, wait. Yo, post that shit after the podcast.
I don't
want
to see it.
That's right. You got a band DT for posting the picture.
Oh, obviously.
Ban him.
Of course.
You know, Buttlips is going to save it. You know that for a fact.
He's going to whack off to it.
Nah, you know what it means.
The picture, you're both banned for
people,
the fact that it exists.
Yo, people were inserting quotes.
I agree.
People were inserting quotes with the NXT pick. I could just imagine with this shit, the quotes they would write on that shit.
And not because you guys are doing gay stuff, but because you get mad and making weird shit happen on the site about it.
Damn, and then you knew you were sending it to him.
Yeah,
that's why I don't understand. Like, that's all it took for him to try to bribe you to make a site?
Uh-huh.
Come on, Maddie, man. Don't do shit like that, man. You
knew
you were sending it to him,
man. All of this.
And I knew that was coming from DT.
I'm right.
Damn,
man,
out of all people, you're sending it to him, man. Like, out of everybody online, you send it to the person that knows that's going to just go to town with that shit.
Yeah.
Come on,
man. On
his own Mary, hold on, though, Mary. We're not here to shame you for that, though. I want you to talk to just me one of these days on a podcast and just say all about whatever you want to say about how you think about things and shit. Because this might be a freedom experience for you.
All right.
I think DT might be the only one who's that weird.
Maybe
you want to do that. You got your opportunity.
It takes two to tango.
It's legendary, bro.
These two are watching too much fucking porn.
What I'm saying is both were getting off, but one of them, maybe not in a way that's really acceptable, DT.
I don't think he's here.
DT's mad evil, yo.
Yes, he is.
Like, how does that? I don't even know. Like, how does that conversation even come up? Like, yo, send me a pic, you can still do up your ass, you know? And I'll make you a site.
Maddie,
how old are these two?
Maddie,
what?
Well, Maddie's
how old are these two?
Than he looks,
I'm 43.
Jesus Christ, man!
He's my age.
What
the
fuck?
A little older than me.
So he has some great butthole hairs there, then.
Oh yeah.
Yikes.
Good shit, man.
I don't even want to look at outside interference ever again.
Someone unbanned, man.
Block
he deserves to be unbanned, yo. Can't talk.
All right.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. He's the first.
Actually, you're both banned for now. I'll figure it out later. You're weird little fucker.
It's a lot to practice.
Wow. The next famous white guy that gets caught saying the N-word on a hot mic.
Here's what I'll do. I'll ban DT, and whenever fucking Wu unbans him just because he hates me, then I'll unban Maddie.
No, fuck
that. That's perfect, because it'll be like 2 days.
True. Butthole picks are a free pass to use the N-word, apparently.
Yo, so if you've done shit like that, what are the wild shit have you done online? Because, I mean, that you can't really top that, but maybe
this ain't the first time something
sure.
like this has happened.
I refuse to believe that.
Man, you don't do this
brother.
For the first time when you're 43 years old.
You can't just be in the Google and be like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to send it.
Well,
yeah, you have to have done
Maddie,
some other wild shit.
Still here? Maddie, are you still here?
No, he's gone, bro.
Well, damn. the question was to be, and still is, even if he's not here, is this the first conversation they've had about butt stuff? Doubtful.
No. Absolutely
damn,
not.
Damn.
As soon as I saw the way they were talking to each other,
oh, God,
like, it was obvious.
Shit,
there was
know,
clearly some feelings.
You know
you make a lot of cool friends on these sites and shit, but you know this type of shit's going on too. But you don't know exactly what it is until today, huh?
You know how ruthless our site is, where you just like to gang up and fucking crack jokes on people, and you gonna send this
yeah,
spin out of all people? Damn.
Who else in outside interference is exchanging nudes?
Well, I used to fuck
me
girls,
Emma.
But they all ran away from the base site.
That's wild.
Jesus.
Did you delete
Christ.
That pic? Have you deleted that pic, Maddie?
Hell no.
Don't do that shit.
He has that shit as a favorite. Oh, man. That's his Grindr profile.
I am scared to look at the fucking website.
Damn, dude, that's crazy, dude. That is fucking crazy.
Nobody.
Like, you only hear about this
Maddie,
shit. You know what I mean? Like, you never.
Maddie, you and your partner.
If you
were to
hear about
it,
you'd be like, nah, I can't be true. My man just
we're
confessed to it all.
We're world famous right now, Maddie.
Oof.
Maddie.
He's a legend.
We're going to need you to make one more with the video.
Oh, God. Dang, too gullible, man. Can't be doing that. And if you do it, deny it, man.
Or just go ahead and embrace it. Deny it. What are you refreshing, Dip? Go ahead and do that if that's what you do.
Nah, chill, dude. I don't swing that way. Matter of fact, when I was single, I wouldn't send big chicks to anybody. Like, let alone I'm sending fucking some shit like that to a dude. Nah, you bugging. Get the fuck out of here.
That's my point. I don't do none of that shit either, but if that's what he do, that's
matter
what he
fact, do. Matter of fact, yo, if you ask me for something like that, I'd be offended.
Afraid to do it.
I'd be offended and I'd curse you out if you even asked me something like that. My man's
well,
like, okay, hold on. 1 second.
Of course, and that's what makes me think they must have had other conversations about butt stuff before it actually happened.
That's
no,
what I'm
saying,
no way.
Just come out of the blue.
And why would you keep your ex's dildo in your crib? Like, why are you going to do that?
Oh, no, it's definitely his mom.
That's even worse. Like, no, I believe him. I believe him that it's his girls and whatever. He probably smells it throughout the
either way, it's still fucking weird.
To remind him of her and shit like that, but come on.
No, I doubt that.
That's wild, dude. He probably had like poop shit
and
he popped it out.
Do you know he has an ex-girlfriend? Like, is this confirmed? Do we know this woman exists?
Yeah, he does. He has posted pics.
Okay.
He was dressed as a Smurf once.
Well,
oh yeah, I remember that shit.
It's like everything makes sense now. Wow, good shit, bro. This is like podcast of the fucking millennium.
Unfucking believable.
This is. Yep.
This is a fucking mark, by the way.
Oh, man. I'm glad.
Mark for man booty.
This is probably like the best phone call I've made in years. Good stuff.
I know. Isn't it weird? Because you never talk on the phone, but like when you can get like three or more people talking a bunch of shit, then it's fun for a couple hours a week. But the rest, I don't talk on the phone either. You text or you talk to people face to face.
No, just the fact what I heard, yeah. Man. Forget everybody else. Maddie was the star of the show. Like, hands down. Maddie could have done his podcast by himself, and if he would have blown up what he did blow up, it would have still been magical. My man was a star, dude. Good for him.
Maddie, I'm proud of you, actually. Not for calling people porch monkeys, but for fucking you've given yourself freedom, I believe.
A little too much freedom.
Put himself in chains.
And no one from this point on will ever look at him the same. Like, damn.
And DP looks exactly the same. We always knew he was like that.
That's what I'm saying. Out of all, if he's gonna do that, that's like the worst person to send that shit to, dude. Like, you know. Oh man, I don't even.
Randy, immediately, I have to. You know, it's all just judicious. I'm gonna have to unban Maddie. I think Zilla's gonna fight me on it, and I'm not gonna fight back. I'm gonna quit being a moderator again, and then me and Maddie are gonna host the biggest fucking show ever next week.
So you gonna show two dildos in his ass?
I know he got more dirt. He has to have more dirt on himself.
Maddie, I need a real interview. A real fucking interview. Tell me about you.
Jesus.
Didn't you do that?
No, definitely. That definitely wasn't his first time. Definitely.
Nope.
That can't
nope.
be your first
He's
time.
Gone too? He's gone, but fucking the midget's still here.
Oh, God. Damn. And the shit is that everybody has, like, posted pics of his face for, like, for months.
For
and
years.
I can't shake that shit now. I can't shake that shit out of my head now. Like, just, oh, God. Come
oh,
on, man.
Everything is ruined because of
everything is
those
done,
two.
Bro. That's this shit is dead now, dude.
They actually
damn.
Ended.
Apparently, Maddie's on the line again.
Get him
Call
on.
Him back.
Do
I can't
I have
do
to
it.
Get him on? Do I got? Okay,
I think
I
don't know if Zilla's still here.
Probably not. I got him. Hold on. Hold on a damn second. I got this. I don't see nobody. Back on the line. Hold on. We got it. I'm looking at it now. This shit's slow because I got to talk on the phone, and I got to do all this other shit on a slow, old-ass tablet. Nobody's fucking calling.
Wow.
Maddie. If you're back on the line, keep calling. I'm looking at the studio now.
So wait a minute. He just willingly blurted the shit out?
Yeah.
No, I said I'm going to give you a chance to say your shit before he spills it. And I wasn't expecting this at all when I said it, of course.
Damn,
I just thought
he just called. He should have just gone with I called him the N-word again. Damn.
I figured it was something well, like this, but much less of a big deal.
I assumed that he was going to say that those two were like long distance boyfriends or some shit like that. To be completely honest with you, I didn't.
Well,
so, I mean, obviously
were.
That plays into it, but you know. Clearly,
wow.
They were.
I
chat with a few people away from the fucking site because me and Dip always trying to do a construction project that never happens and because with the other guys from the podcast. But nobody's ever asked me for a dick pic anywhere except maybe right on OI on the fucking side chat. It creeps.
Jesus. Wow. That conversation must have been crazy. That leading up to the request, that shit must have just been a wild conversation.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah. This is not all, yeah. You're both full of shit acting like it all happened at once, DT. You still
I
want to
see the context of that conversation because that shit to lead up to that. And Homer was like, yeah, all right, hold on a second. He just...
Oh, God.
But think
one
about
moment,
this,
please.
Think about this. This is that fucking thought he actually reminded me of that the fucking, he is my age. He's the old guy around here, actually a little older than me. And maybe it ain't shit to him.
No,
maybe he do shit like that all the time.
I don't care how old you are, dude. That's a big thing.
43, 23, 33,
don't matter.
I'm saying maybe that's his shit.
You know what you're doing.
But you look at him as like naive or young or whatever, but whether he is or not, he's fucking 43.
You know what you're putting inside your body. You know what you're willingly putting inside your body. I don't care how old you are.
I know, but I'm saying that's my point. He's way old enough to know, and he was having fun.
That's a little too much fun.
That's
forbidden fun,
for
dude.
You, it is. I don't want to have that kind of fun, but I think it could be an awakening. I'll tell you what, we're all world famous right now. If you were on the podcast tonight, except for
that's why I asked them. They should just do that. Blame it on the vaccine. That's all. Just, hey, side effects of the Johnson & Johnson.
Woo!
Made me shove a Johnson in my butt. I mean,
it was like really... I literally quit paying the bill on the fucking thing because these assholes don't pay me. The only one that ever pays is Elmino. And
dude, that was
picked
the same shit that was happening in my apartment.
It was fucking fake for us to even be live for all that shit. Holy fucking shit. What the fuck was that? Good
God.
That ain't normal shit. I don't want to even look at the fucking site. That's got to be fucked up. I have to ban myself.
How much was it a month ago?
He posted it, didn't he? I hope he was immediately banned for that.
He posted it for
real?
No,
he didn't. Bass talking
about
it.
Don't do it. But we do gotta let Maddie off the hook in a week for saying Porch Monkey. After all he went through, good lord.
Oh my God.
Fucking motherfucker.
I wish Buttless had been in here for all this.
Well, he's listening.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's obsessed with me, LOL. No, I don't know, but I know he got alts all the time, and he knows what I say, and I don't know what he says. I blocked him because I don't want to read his stupid fucking repetitive bullshit. No other reason. He's fucking lame and boring and not my favorite comment.
Oh, yeah, baby.
That's traumatizing to
fuck
even
hear. Fuck you, Butler. You suck. You read my comments. I don't read yours because you fucking suck, and I have interesting comments.
Is this happening live, or is this old? Or are you just making the shit
up? I banned his ass months ago. I don't know what you mean.
Because I'm on my phone, and I can't really read shit.
I ain't looking at it. I was fucking. I already drank.
Oh no, there's nothing.
That shit.
There's
okay.
Nothing going on in outside interference right now.
Oh, that's right. He didn't post it. Good lord.
Yeah, he didn't. Bass talked him out of it. There's just. I mean, there's people commenting and stuff, but.
Don't do it.
Oh, of course, of course. And there'll be plenty of fake ones. We would have thought it was fake, fucking Manny.
Oh, man. Yeah, bro. Yo, you deny that shit. Even if he said he has his face on it, like, that's Photoshop.
Oh, there's
straight up deny that
shit.
Made
a perfect fake picture.
Wow.
Deep fake.
Jeez,
no, it's not a deep fake.
You can do a good job on those. Maddie's face kind of looks a little cut and paste anyway.
Like, what's the thought process? What's the thought process as you're posing yourself to take the pic and then snap the pic and then just be like that? I mean, he'll probably like this one and just send it. I don't understand.
Well,
dude.
I think what
he had all these chances to stop.
Yeah, Dip, what you're not getting is I think his thought process was, fuck yeah.
I'm going to have the coolest website all time.
He said, yeah, exactly. He's going to have a bomb-ass website. The deeper I put it in, the better the website will be.
No,
he should have just made him one with the fucking picture of the background.
To be honest, dude, I'm leaning towards that fucking Maddie couldn't wait to do it.
But for real shit, we should tell this guy to make him the website. If
he
went out of his way,
he might say the same thing to me. But I wouldn't.
So if he went to that extreme, then he should make him the website because you can't
really pay somebody $100 to do it or something, man.
Make him a dope ass website, dude. I don't know, man. Some professional.
No, I don't think so. I think the fucking DT would say that if I actually believed he was any good, better than me at something anyway, I would fucking. He would say the same thing to me, and then I'd fucking make fun of him on the website. I wouldn't shove a dildo up my ass. I'd be, you couldn't wait to do it.
Jeez. At least pay for a domain. I mean, something. The poor guy, man.
Right.
Something. Just something in return, man. Jesus.
A
can
clean dildo.
Can you imagine after he sent it, and he figures out this guy is not going to make him the website? That's devastating.
So he's just broke. He's like, hey, that's great.
Be hitting up every day. Yo, what's up with that website? Fucked up, man. That's just wrong.
Well,
man.
He's mad. He's not. He don't have to worry about gas prices like the rest of us.
Oh,
they remained friends after this, though. Like, they were still, like, cool with each other for forever after he sent him a fucking naked picture of his dildo. And then didn't even get what he was supposed to get in return.
I'm
he just moved along, like.
Yeah, because he was like, I thought you were my friend.
We're coming out freedom to Maddie.
Yeah, so that all makes sense. He's like, yo, I thought we were friends.
Yep. I told you your ass,
wow.
Man. Lover's quarrel.
Boy, that was deep at the time. We didn't know.
Oh, my God.
That was a deep answer at that time.
The comments were too emotional, man. Like, the insults were, like, they weren't even insulting each other. They were getting, like, heavy, like, people arguing on, like, fucking Modern Family or something. I don't know.
Well, Maddie liked to do it. I tried to help him run his little site with fucking dude, the fucking PUD guy. And I would do hilarious shit like run a contest and never declare a winner and tell everybody to fuck off. Shit like that. So the PUD guy fucking finally shut down the site because, you know, Maddie. And plus, that PUD guy was crazier than Maddie. Well, I thought so then. No, he wasn't as crazy as Maddie.
That's wild. He needs a flip phone, dude. He needs a flip phone. He can't be trusted with a camera on a phone, dude. Doing shit like that.
There's still a good enough camera if you got a whole big dildo in your butt.
Wow.
No, he got the iPhone camera.
Get him a fucking StarTAC Motorola from 1986. That shit ain't got no camera, and you ain't got to worry about shit doing wild shit like that, because that's unheard of, dude.
I think...
Get him an Obama phone.
Yep, I understand why you don't understand, but I think you couldn't wait to do it.
You can't be gullible like that, especially on the internet.
I don't
especially
think
you send it. Especially if you send it to your boy, to someone you speak to on a daily basis.
He just called in knowing that I might do that to him, and he said everything. I don't think he's gullible.
That shit would get awkward quickly after that.
He just has no
soul. He loves it.
I would not want to talk to anybody after that.
I think
that.
He fucking loves it.
Oh. Price
and
of fame.
Some fucked up way BT set him free, too.
Dan, I was going to talk about the football game tomorrow, kicking off, and
I was
all that.
Too. I was going to talk about
fuck the Raiders and the fucking...
My next question... I swear to God, dude, my next question was who you got in the Super Bowl.
I don't even know who plays in the NFL anymore.
I was going to ask about football if this happened.
Real shit, though, I think the Bills can make it this year.
I think they can. I think the Chiefs can. I think potentially.
Because, yo, there were some things on the NFL Network.
You think because of a wide receiver, you don't give Mahomes enough credit.
Dude, they said 84% of Mahomes' total touchdowns in his entire career has been with Tyreek Hill on the field.
Not 84%.
I'm not saying that they were all thrown at him, but when he was on the field, 84% of his touchdowns was with him on the field.
Well, he's a wide receiver.
So
he lines up 85% of the time.
Yeah, but now you got Kelsey. Whatever the fuck, the tight end. I don't even want to say tight end because that's what I just heard.
Well,
now you ain't got no weapon anymore outside of Kelsey.
Well, here's what it is, Dip. I have to combat fucking asshole sexy boy fucking jinx. I have to shit on the team because he's over there raving them up for every time they fucking get a tackle.
Yeah, jinx y'all, but
so
they should be there.
Shit on the
will they win it? I don't know. I don't win it, but they'll go. But they'll go. They won't win it, but they should make the Super Bowl.
They'll win against the NFC? They'll win against the NFC.
Yo, homeboy got Julio Jones now, aside from Mike Evans and fucking.
Well, you're not talking to Dina.
Godwin, yeah.
You're talking to me.
Dude, you know how ridiculous that is? Buffalo's problem is coaching. Do you know how sick it is to have those three receivers on your team?
They don't have a defense.
That's not
sick. They're going to give up damn near 30 a game. They have no corners on that team.
But they're going to score 45.
Probably.
The offense on the field, too.
Oof. I don't know. I just don't see nobody beating Tampa this year.
And your goddamn running back that's like, what? The Bills do stupid shit. They try to train Australian people to play real football. They try to fucking stack up every 5'3" running back and see if one of them works.
It's eventually weird
coaching.
He's gonna break
calls.
His leg because this dude cannot stop himself from fucking running, and he's gonna break. They're gonna break his leg eventually.
Well, here's what they
do. The Rams
do, though,
are still loaded, too, by the way.
Yeah.
If I was the coach, we still have our 11th man on offense because I would just have Josh Allen throwing a block here and there instead of getting out in the open
that's
field
what I'm,
trying to
you
break
you don't want to do that. You pay a homeboy like over $40 million a season. You don't want him blocking or fucking running like he's been running. He's gonna get. They're gonna Joe Theismann his
no,
fucking leg.
No, you don't
watch,
want him
dude.
Running like he's You don't want him running like he's been running, but he's 260 pounds. He can throw a block instead of being out there getting in trouble.
Yeah, but you got to protect him. For that money now that he's making, you got to protect him. You can't have him do anything.
Well, for that money that he's making, he's got to throw a block, but he shouldn't be treated like a running back.
Mm-hmm. No, he should just stay in the pocket and throw the shit. I won't take
he
my chance.
He can throw a block. He can spring one of those midgets.
He's due for a terrible injury. He's due for an injury.
I know. But I think he'd be fine if he's not running. If he's
just like
a blocker, he'd be fine.
Like, remember when
throwing a little?
Remember when the Saints got in trouble because the defensive coordinator was putting out bounties on quarterbacks? You think they stopped doing shit like
Greg Williams?
Yeah, you think they stopped doing shit like that? Those bounties are higher now.
Hey, how about them fucking Dolphins? How many times have I told you guys that fucking division cheat?
Steven Ross, that dude's a dumb piece of shit, man.
Yeah. They're trying to call Brady. Brady was innocent, but even then
twice.
He was involved.
In two different years he tried to do
teams.
It. And he was just talking about,
with
you see, we weren't trying to tank. That was like his main focus. You see, we weren't tanking. Fuck that spick, liar. Who said we were trying to tank? That's pretty much the gist of what he said.
I just thought it was funny. That it's all, why is it always the AFC East thinks they can do that shit?
Yeah.
Like, you're not allowed to do this. And this was an obvious one. Like, back in the Patriots days of cheating, it was kind of new shit. But now it's like, oh, I'm just going to violate a clearly written rule on a recorded phone call.
Don't say words like that, because when you said violated, I just thought about this dude again. Just don't say violated. say something else, dude. All
right. I tried to forget about all the butt stuff. Nice work, Dip.
Can't, bro. You can't. It's too fresh.
Oh, good God. I wasn't thinking about it because I was talking about football, though. And now you know that.
Oh, God. Poor guy, man. He needs guidance, bro. Somebody has to give him some guidance, man. He can't be doing
he's
shit like 40 that.
He's
43.
It's too late.
At that age, yeah, that's what the I'm ship. Saying. At that age.
I don't think so,
can't be wild.
I really
can't
don't.
That
ship has sailed.
That.
He is who he is.
I think he found himself.
He's that guy is a cad.
He's probably looking at that dildo
you're
right
not
now.
Getting this, Kip. You're not getting this, dude. He likes shoving shit up his ass. He's older than me. Stop pointing it out. And I was like, yeah, duh. Whether he's young in his mind or not, he's been there and done that. He knows he wants to do that shit.
That poor gerbil. I know he's had a gerbil in his life, dude. That poor thing.
He keeps fucking trash, though.
He's very free. He's very free spirited.
Or isn't he? It's fucking a mystery because he would have said the same thing to me. You know what I mean? I just wouldn't have done it. It's fucking, he can, like, from his own account, it wasn't very hard to get him to do it.
Well, he did say he asked for his mom. He said that he asked him
like
for that pick, but his mom doing it. So homeboy must have been like, I got something better for you. Hold on. Forget my mom. I got something better.
Holy shit.
God.
No, I said, in the middle of this shit, I said, well, tell me what's going on before DT posts it. And then the story comes out. I'm like, holy shit. I did not know this
was
going to be
anything
like
this. That was straight up entrapment.
He wanted
liable.
To call and clear the air. No, he wanted to call and tell everybody, dude. He didn't have to. We were already roasting him before he fucking called.
Dude, I'm sure the homeboy did not, before he made the phone, because I'm going to tell him about the dildo. I'm sure that wasn't going through his mind. You fucking pulled that shit out of
him. He's loving every minute of this. He's not you. He's not me. He's loving every minute of this shit. He loves every second of that big old dildo on his ass, whether it belonged to his mom or his girlfriend.
Ugh.
So,
I cannot imagine
wanting
attention that bad.
I didn't want this. Ask anybody.
Yeah, and it was Christmas Eve, too. That's even worse.
Yeah, right? Like, what the fuck, man?
Holiday season. He's like, I'm feeling good right now.
And that makes it worse on DT. Because, as far as I can see it, Maddie wanted to do it. DT shouldn't have wanted to do it on Christmas Eve.
Nobody else got him anything, man.
He did ask for it of his mom, he said, so. That was just an extra gift sent him. Yeah, he just topped it.
This is never. Maddie is already my number one. Fucking, I had 42 fucking listeners because me and Maddie chopped it up about him getting banned from the site before he went. Now we see what we're dealing with. Everything looks different, doesn't it?
Imagine after he took the thing, he just walked around with it still on, lodged in, they threw out his room.
Fucking shit. I cannot fucking believe it. Butt sex guy fucking got offended and left.
I still can't believe it. I know he said it. I still can't believe that story. It's probably an inside joke between both of them. Like, yo, let's fuck with everybody and say you sent me a pic of what you did. That can't be true.
He's a legendary troll.
It's real.
I will eventually
get trolled, and I'll let them troll me on that because that's okay. They can be the masters of that. But I don't think so.
They can't. You just can't be that gullible.
I'm in fucking shock right now.
I just find it funny, but it hasn't sunk in yet. They'll probably sink in later. Like, damn, who would you really do that?
We were doing this for 15 minutes when you called, and you didn't even hear it. You know, fresh. You got to re-listen to this one, dude, from right before you called for about 10 minutes. Holy shit. It gets real.
Damn, like, he wanted to hang out when he was out here?
This moment that we all find out about this. This is not what this show is about. This is about dumb assholes drinking and popping pills and smoking weed and want to talk some shit on the phone, maybe listen to a couple of raps. That's it, you know. We don't do this kind of thing at all. Fucked up.
Poor guy, man. Poor guy.
He loves it. He loves it. I'm telling you, it's not poor guy.
Well, clearly
I know
he
Maddie.
Does.
I didn't know this, of course. But I know the guy. He's enjoying this.
He must be
We're about to get cut off in less than a minute.
All right, Joe, good shit, man.
We don't actually get cut off. We don't actually get cut off. We got a minute or two if anybody wants to say anything. Because
I'm disappointed in everyone. That's all I have to say.
I'm disappointed.
I'm disgusted.
Thanks for mentally scarring me, man.
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight.
I can't fucking believe my lame, shitty podcast that nobody listens to. I just went worldwide.
Never letting my kids on the internet.
This is still being recorded even after they cut off the live. You just got to listen back to it. And everyone's going to listen back to it. Fucking incredible. The show's not shut off just because the live part is. Me and Lurk Derg used to do it all the time. I'd ask him, and I'd say, racist shit, you know, and make little jokes that are only for the guys that listen back later. Not like racist shit like Maddie, but that's kind of my gimmick. And and he's my Mexican buddy, so that's what made it funny. But yeah. Fucking
no.
This was damn some bitch. Well, if y'all are really done, I guess let's just go talk shit back on the site.
Yeah. I'm about to go to bed.
My phone screen went fucking off anyway. Peace, y'all. Amazing fucking podcast. Holy shit. This doesn't happen. This fucking doesn't happen on my podcast. It's just less and less and less and less and less people listen. And then I get one good idea and I plug it all day. I get a good show. And then it declines again. This doesn't happen around here. Holy shit. See you guys later.
Gorgeous women and saw that he was about to get on their boat and I realized I'm not ready for a new mommy.
Wow.